What's up, everybody? Happy 4th of July. Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're in the house. Jester, Jasmine, and Pepper. Happy 4th, guys.
What up?
Hello.
Happy 4th. America.
America.
God bless it.
So in honor of the 4th, we're going to have a little history lesson, or American history sex, as we're going to be calling it. And Jasmine's going to be giving us some interesting facts about some sex things that happened in history.
Ooh, can't
wait. Okay. Number one, Benjamin Franklin was a regular at brothels.
Nice. Maybe he made some brothel sprouts. Did I ever tell you about my time in Australia when they the guys that took me out for the last, or like my last night in town, they said, we should go to the brothel. They have great waffles and chai. And I was like, if that is your selling point for taking me to the brothel, then take me back to my hotel.
That's funny. So I guess that guy with like the chubby belly holding a kite is a fucking pervert, right? Isn't that who Ben Franklin is?
Anyways, guy need love too.
All right. The second one is Lyndon Johnson supposedly had a really big fucking monster dick.
What?
LBJ? Really?
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
He fucking whipped it out to prove something one time and was just like, this is why, and fucking whipped it out.
Wait. Wow. What was he trying to prove? That is like my first question.
I gotta look it up. I gotta look it up.
I know, right?
I mean, like, was he measuring something? Was, I mean, that's the only thing really I could think of, like, to prove
point? Like, I don't know, had to do something. Was he married?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was he married yet?
Like, something with a wife, and he's like, this is why, like, you know? This is why fucking she loves me, or I don't know.
She's like, you're not as crazy as I thought you were. Yeah, what a bitch. Here we go. Bam. Pulls it out on national TV.
This is why, bitch.
To prove a point.
Damn.
Here you go. He says, if I can move 10,000 troops in a day, you can certainly fix the bathroom any way I want it. That's quote unquote. Hang on. That was the wrong fucking quote, actually.
Yeah, that was
gonna supposedly had a really, really fucking big potty mouth and everything too.
I believe.
Like
that.
He uses words like bunghole.
Bunghole.
Easy there, cornholio.
Let me stick it in your bunghole.
Right.
All right. So what else we got?
All right. My other one is, and my last one was, supposedly there's something called a Kennedy fuck time.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Kennedy was, like, bringing home, like, lots of women that if he doesn't bring home anyone within, like, 3 days, that's what they call a Kennedy fuck time.
Wow.
No, I believe that. He was, like, doing Marilyn Monroe and, like, a bunch of other
people,
too.
Don't talk about
Marilyn.
He was. And
he
his
was
brother.
Doing her. He was doing her. But she's not the
He was a hottie, though, man.
What? Yes, she was.
She was not.
Okay.
She was just looking for love in all the wrong places.
That's the title of a porno.
In the 80s.
Right?
Pretty much.
I am an 80s baby.
Wow.
We're going to play a game.
All
Yay,
right.
Games.
I love these.
I love games.
Okay. All right. The game's called Would You Stick Your Dick in Something Patriotic?
Well, I'll just imagine I have a dick.
Well, you can, or you can actually just kind of apply it in a female's perspective then.
Okay.
All right. My first one would be an American bald eagle.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. Fuck America.
Jester.
A bald spread eagle?
An American bald eagle with feathers, not a fucking blonde with blue eyes, naked with big boobs,
yeah.
Pamela Anderson looking
not the
blonde bombshell American. girl. That was a long ass fucking description, but you get the point.
The attorneys are freaking animal, out saying a bird. I should pass and say no.
No, okay. My next one's going to be a cheeseburger.
Ooh. How hot is it?
What?
I don't know. It's pretty hot.
No.
Warm. Fresh off the grill.
The cheese gets all over the place. No.
Well, with you, how about this, Pepper? I'm going to ask you if you would stick your a fucking chili hot dog up in there.
Oh, a chili hot dog. I don't know. Maybe a regular one, but not a chili one. That might burn.
Yeah.
It's going to look like scat.
And we're back. No, I'm going to have to go ahead and pass on the dick burger.
Okay, pass on the dick burger. Okay. What about... I have to say this because she was an Olympian, so there's nothing more patriotic than Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my god.
Before or after the surgery?
No. Not even before or after. No.
Then both questions would apply, before and after.
No, fuck no.
Have you seen that bitch?
Have you seen both sides
she
of them?
She can scare the flies off a fucking manure truck at like half a mile.
No way. Mm-mm, not me.
Even if she was born a woman, that'd be a no. That's going to be a hard pass for me.
Yeah, she seems like a freak, but no.
I'm going to go ahead and put on my Simon Cowell face and say that's a no for me.
I'm not going to be like Paula, so fucking no.
All right, my next one's going to be warm apple pie.
Oh my god, if I had a dick, I would want to try that.
I saw American Pie once. What the fuck? Why
it
not?
It just looked good, right?
All right.
And then we throw the dicks
in. And there is nothing more American than fucking Honey Boo Boo's mom because it's white trailer trash. Oh,
No way, man.
I don't think I could. I mean, there's taking one for the team, but holy shit. I don't know if I'm that good a friend.
No.
I mean, no? No Walmart mongoloid for you?
Honey Boo Boo's mom? Fuck no.
She's, yeah, dude, she's huge. No.
Maybe the dad. No, just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding, guys.
All right.
No.
That's pretty much all I got, unless you guys want to throw in.
Can't think of anything right now. You came up with some good shit, though.
That was...
Ooh!
You!
What about the First Lady? Is that American enough? No, she's an immigrant, yeah. So I don't know if she counts.
Hey, she's American enough for me. She has a green card. That's a yes. We have our
what
first
about
yes.
The dog, Comfifi.
Comfifi. You can have the dog. You have a thing for animals.
No, I don't.
Jasmine will just eat it.
Oh, shit. The other day.
Is your ghost American?
Are they really? Let me just ask you that. Are they really into dogs, Asian people? Because seriously, I walked into Petco and this Asian girl was just staring at my dog like, oh, it's so cute. I'm like holding it like, no, I know. Thank you. And walking away. I'm scared it was going to get cooked.
Some of them are. I mean, like.
That's like a segment. Does that make me racist?
No, but like.
I thought the Asian chick wanted to eat my dog. Does that make me racist?
No, but they, like, seriously, she was, the way she was eyeing
me. Like,
her.
Would I get offended if, like, you know what's really funny? This is why I've turned into, like, a non-dog person most of the time. Like, one time we were outside the apartment complex, and this lady had, like, a dog, and, you know, my friend was, like, petting him and stuff, and then she goes... The neighbor girl goes, do you want to pet her? And I'm like, oh, what's a her or him? I don't know. A fucking dog. And yeah, so she asked me and I was like, oh, no, it's okay. And I just went in the car. It's like, I don't want to seem like that freaky Asian lady that's like secretly
her, like,
filleting
get her measurements
your dog.
To see if she's good for my pot.
Wow.
So I could cook her. I don't know.
Just kidding. I like dogs. Dogs are cool. That's
rice awesome. And beef, ladies and gentlemen.
I like cats better, though.
Like, as pets or to eat?
Mm. What kind of cat are we talking about, though?
My favorite is the bald cat.
That's mine, too.
I'm allergic, so I gotta shave the hair.
Yep, bald cats all the way, and bald spread eagle.
Bald spread eagle.
It's 4th of July in America.
Happy 4th of July. Woo-hoo. Can't wait for
fireworks. That's our mascot for the podcast, the bald spread eagle. That's the flag we're fucking waving right now, guys.
Down
with stars
that,
and stripes.
If you're out there and you're an artist, feel free to submit your drawings. We'll go ahead and create a blog post, and we'll you know what? How about that? We'll make that the next contest. Come up with the rice and beans logo or picture background for the website, whatever it is. How about that?
Yes, that'd be good.
Pepper, what do you think?
And of course, we'll credit you and everything.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. So,
speaking of social media.
Uh-oh.
What's going on with that?
So Jester and I totally, like, we joined this podcast group on Facebook, and this dick over here.
What now?
We started a comment war, and not really. So I made one comment about bad storytelling, and then this chick got all aggravated and was like Mount St. Helensing, and she was
pretty much calling him a dick, except she didn't use autocorrect and said doc.
Doc.
Yeah, so when
he's being a doc, so I wanted to be a smartass that I was, and I said, hey, Jester, do you think it's more like a dock for boats or more for, like, iPods?
and then
he spewed some fucking paragraph-long shit, if you could remember, go ahead.
I remember some of it. I remember, because they took the post down.
Really?
Yeah, because once she, like, when she fucked up like
that.
Because
there was too much savagery, that's why.
Yeah, like, that's what happens when you try to take on the Rose Kings. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're pretty, like, fucking mean. I'm like, I'm never going to ask to be roasted by him. Hell no. I don't want to know the truth.
But me and Jester go back and forth all fucking day, man.
Yeah, we're in good practice. That's how we do. Like, we talk about stuff for the show, and we just roast. Like,
My friend was like, you don't... I was talking to my friend and she was asking me, so you don't talk to guys? And I was like, no, I mean, I can have conversation if I'm trolling. But that's pretty much the extent of it. If I'm not trolling, then I feel like I'm pretty awkward.
Like,
but if I'm over there roasting him, then I can go all day.
Yeah, and we, so yeah, I mean, she just was going off and just being an idiot, and then other people jumped in, and as soon as she was screwed up and started saying like doc, and I was like, I don't know, I've never been called a doc before. I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I'm a port for boats. I mean, what is that about? And I'm like, maybe somebody should mansplain to her how to use autocorrect. Because that's what started the whole shit, was her saying something about mansplaining and, like, getting all up on her soapbox, and then ended up, like, yeah.
Like, don't you read when you're texting? Like, I'm always reading and I'm texting. Like, I make sure that shit don't auto-spell something wrong or whatever you call it.
Yeah, and it's just, it's stupid because it's, like, it's right there on your screen. Then you read before you hit send, like, yeah. So you don't sound like an idiot.
You can fucking edit it, too, anyways. Yeah, I mean, not to be petty as fuck, but
right?
Just saying.
And then they took it down, so it's like, whatever. I sent the guy a message whose post it was to see if he had a screenshot. So he was like us and like sees funny stuff and just like screenshots it, but he said he didn't have it. And I was
I should have screenshotted it.
So from
it
now
then.
On, guys, screenshot your roasted things, whatever you guys do.
Actually, it was funny that you mentioned that because we added to the site some new content, and one of the new contents is the Reddit has a section of people that are asking to be roasted.
Oh, shit.
So...
by you?
Just by people on Reddit, other people that are in the community, and so these people get verified and they're the roastees, and there's like rules for them. They have to submit like a picture verifying that like it is them.
Yeah.
And then they have to be willing to take the ass whooping that they're gonna get for asking for it. And so then they post a picture and it says roast me. And then they just, the people comment and they they roast them. And so as a roaster, like, it just says no hate roasting. So just, I guess, as long as you stay away from stuff that's like racial or stuff like that, or hate. Yeah. Driven.
That must have been fucking hard for you.
Well, it has like a little fine print. Jester cannot be part of this. Like, no roasting by Jester.
And then I believe the roastees have the ability to take their picture and like their post down whenever they want to. So I posted one, and so I posted it on the site, and 2 days later that chick took down her picture. And mine was, I checked, and mine was like the second to the last comment that got made.
Oh my God.
The other one was just basically laughing at what I said and like adding to it.
So you pretty much went ham on this bitch.
Yep.
Was it that one you sent me?
Yeah.
God, I have it up here if you want me to read it.
Yeah, go for it. May as well. I mean, it's on the site, but.
I was like, wow.
All right.
She did ask for it, though.
I would have killed myself after that one.
All right. Here you go. It looks like your mom should have swallowed a date rapist that helped make you. Judging from the picture, it was someone she was related to, probably someone you call uncle. The dentist did wonders with those fake teeth. Aside from your body and face, you can't even tell you were a hardcore meth addict. I mean, look at you, for fuck's sake, you're the poster child for anal sex and condoms. Why are you trying to get internet famous when you're already a legend from your performance in the Tijuana donkey shows? I knew I recognized you from somewhere. I hate it when celebrities try to get famous for something other than what they're really good at. Hold on. Did you ever look into selling advertising space on your five head? Like I told you, if you charge by the letter and let them fill it up, you could be a trillionaire. If you can't stand the limelight and the cameras, then I suggest donating your time to local schools so that they can... project their class lessons on your five head. I believe it would allow more space for material than regular size screens or boards. What's with the ring? Is it to remind you that you're the only one that will commit to fucking you? I'm sure we don't have to worry about you reproducing. You have the sex appeal of a school bus fire. For fuck's sake, take that shit out of your nose. You have enough going wrong with your face as it is. The only positive is your chin is massive and can support a full ball sack while you earn your money for meth or whatever drug you're into this week. Your parents must swell with pride when they tell all their friends that you're dead. They learned the one valuable lesson from you, though. They had the uncanny ability to raise nothing but disappointment. The day that you read this will be a day you always remember. For me, it was Tuesday. Suck it easy. Jay. Oh,
that's harsh.
And
yeah.
Well, I mean, she asked for it, but that was about as much as I could come up with that one. But there's some other ones. Oh, my God.
Okay, they were like, when people ask to get roasted, is there anybody that talks the way you did on there? Like, do people actually roast them like that? That's harsh.
Well, it's mostly like people reading it on their phones, so it's like lazy, the roasting. But I mean, there's been some good one, like really super good one-liners, but it doesn't say that it can't be long, or like it doesn't, you know, it doesn't say it has to be a specific
yours
length.
Is like really good, but ours straight fucking straightforward, bitch. This is what you're getting. You want to be roasted, you're going to be burnt. That's not even roasting.
So we're starting that. So each one of us is gonna have a Reddit. Like, so mine is Jester RNBC, and Jasmine's it's gonna be like Jester Jasmine RNBC.
Yeah, oh, mine is Jasmine Rice RNBC actually.
Oh, Jasmine Rice RNBC for Jasmine on Reddit, and Cookie's gonna set one up, and so we're gonna go ahead and roast, and then what we're gonna do is. We'll post in the we'll post it in the blogs, and we'll take screenshots of our Reddits, and we'll put them up just like we have this first one up. Another cool thing that we're gonna have on the site, the stuff that I just added, was the a blog section called Face My Wrath, and it's basically for bitching and or complaining about whatever. So somebody can start a topic about something that, you know, that they want to rant about.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And
I
then people
lie.
Can go ahead and jump in. and then,
hell yeah, I get to release my stress.
Right. And then each one of us is going to, you know, we'll add content to something that, you know, that pisses us off or that we didn't like the kids yelling in the restaurant.
Oh my
and
God.
Little baby Junior, son of a
fucking
bitch.
Fucking people that should have been aborted.
Your mom should have swallowed
Yeah,
you.
They should have been swallowed, fuck, or got in the ass, something.
Damn it, why was your mom into cream pies?
Right?
That's what I think when I see stupid people. I'm like, why was it your mother into anal? Could have saved us all tons of trouble.
Little kids looking up at you, whipped cream in the face and everything, and you're like, damn. Look at that projection right in front of me.
Tell me about it.
So, you know, it's, we'll go ahead and post too, and feel free to jump in on topics and whatnot. Just let it all out. There's no filter on the show. There's no filter on the website either. So post freely. Another cool thing that we're going to have coming up, talk real quick about it, is next week we're going to have a guest. And we're probably going to have a more cannabis-based discussion next week because one of our guests is coming in that does work in the industry and is going to talk about some cool products that are available, and basically we're going to talk a lot about weed. So it's going to be really good. I mean, for like, you know, 50% of us, because, you know, Pepper and Cookie don't really smoke that much.
Oh, sorry. You know what? I used to be a big pothead when I was younger, but I stopped since I, you know, got to be mother and shit. I got to be a parent now. So
fuck that.
I gotta play that fucking role.
Mother of the year over here. Like,
I gotta play the role for a little while.
We're all parents, and two of us
still
make the effort.
Until he's of age to smoke pot himself.
It, like, what, 15, 16?
No, 13 maybe. 13. I say 3 more years. He's already 10, so.
Did I ever talk to you about that roast session I had on OKCupid about that dude who hit me up and was so fucking convinced that I was a dude?
Oh, man. Yeah, you started telling me about that, and just some of it sounded funny. But if you have it, read it, and then send it to me, and we'll post it in the blog. That way the way the listeners can, like, see it.
Oh, yeah, I'll totally read it. It's pretty long, so I'm kind of just going to summarize it a little bit. So basically, this dude hit me up and was like, what does an Oakland booty look like? And I felt like pretty much being an asshole that day, so I replied, your mom has one, I bet. Go ask. And this dude completely went fucking aggro on me and said, I found out after fucking your mom. So, I said, why so much butt hurt so soon? Of course you'd find out from my mom. Where do you think I get it? Also, my mom is ancient and like 70 years old. Glad to hear you cougar that hard, bro.
But that's what I said. Hot, though.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, he goes, I don't fuck with chicks with dicks. You already don't have any tits, so it's pretty obvious you tuck your cock. No reason to hide anymore. Brother, let the real you hang loose, is what he told me.
Okay.
So, I'm like, uh-uh. He's gonna hear it. So I go, let's hit me with something good, bro. No tits, dick tucked in, Asian, where the fuck have you been lately? You just sound like you were secretly reminiscing your butt-stuffed sexcapades in Thailand. Next time, make sure that chick with the dick sucks your smegma wallet of a cock so you don't go running around OkCupid to satisfy your shemale withdrawals.
Oh my god. I love her.
Nice.
Well said.
Fuck yeah.
So, he goes, he still keeps coming, right? So he goes, it's okay, be true to your manly self. Take off the wig and let the beard grow, bro. At least get some breast implants if you're going to pretend to be a woman. You're the epitome of shemale trending, so I'm not surprised about your keen expert knowledge. So, I kept going. I said, I don't know about you, but you totally sounded like you knew more than me about that shit. That totally sounded like a male-to-female transitioning checklist. You got it down.
He'd already
Do you know how much estrogen I need to take, too? Do you have a good contact for getting breast implants? All of I was like, all of these ideas you just spewed at me, so now I need to know. So, he goes, well, you gotta cut your dick off first and see a therapist because you clearly have issues, sir. Is what he said. And this is going to be the last one. Because after this, he stopped replying. I said, I like how you're so convinced I'm a dude. Don't worry, when I grow a little penis, I'll make sure to stick it deep in your throat since you can't shut up about it. Don't worry about choking, it will be small, but I've been holding this load in for fuckboys like you. I bet you swallow like a good gutter whore, too. You little bitch. And he stopped replying.
Boom, mic drop.
You just shut him down. You're like, he can't even reply to that shit.
Shut that shit down.
That's what you gotta do.
I told you, me and Jester just fucking go at it, man. God.
And you sure hear Cookie go off on one. Holy shit.
He's good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that guy's good.
So I gotta take notes.
Yep.
I'm not that mean though. Like I'm a nice person.
You're a nice girl.
So are the rest of us. But
rolling his eyes, like yeah, right, bitch.
So are the rest of us. We just know how to turn it on and turn it off.
I mean,
mine is like more like, oh, let me go fucking write it down on my flow chart of a fucking wall of fucking insults.
I can, but it's not ladylike of me.
I guess I'm not a fucking lady. I don't know. Okay, I just don't like guys that want to fucking spew shit. No, it's so funny. He thought I was a fucking dude. I was roasting him so fucking hard. I sounded like a dude, apparently.
Yeah, like, no, if a guy.
I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or an insult that chicks can't fucking hold their own, but just saying.
Well, you got
I had it. So much fucking balls.
You got him good.
That was. Yeah, that was burnt to a crisp.
Fucking replies. So.
I grew a fucking pear, Jester.
If that
I
was
grew a fucking pear for that dude. I was shoving that shit in his fucking face.
If that was roast battles, you'd be moving on to the next round.
Manny Pacquiao must have lost, but this one's not fucking backing down.
Oh my God.
The word boxing's different, Chief. So, on the topic of the guests coming in and the weed stuff,
the weed
sex
stuff.
On drugs, since we're kind of having our sex, drugs, and rock and roll themed here in honor of the 4th. So I know there's a bunch of people out there that have, you know, had sex inebriated, whether it's...
I've never. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You've never had it without?
I've never had sex.
Okay.
Through my ear.
Where'd your kid come from?
It was Jesus.
It was with a ghost,
it was,
remember?
Lucifer's baby. I have the Antichrist in me. I delivered him 10 years ago. He's here to be put on earth.
You already signed the child support paper.
It was by the ghost.
The ghost. And now he's gone.
Yeah, that fucker got away.
That's why he never came back.
Child support cannot find him in the system.
So
maybe they'll find him on the cloud.
It's just somebody else's computer. So, okay, I've done it on weed and what else?
A through Z.
Pills.
All the above.
No, there were some pills in there, but some of them had adverse effects, and so that's why I stopped taking pills before.
We were like blue pills?
No, like Norcos or Valiums or like hydrocodone stuff.
You're all fucked up.
But
Xanax for me.
Yeah, I tried Xanax, but it kind of like some of those, at least for me, kind of like make your junk not work.
I don't know, but for me, it's like, oh, great, I'm fucking waking up to getting fucked. This is nice.
You feel happy and shit.
Yeah, I had a bad experience with one of those. I don't remember which one it was, but we were somewhere kind of on a mini vacation, and I had messed up my ankle, and so I was taking them, and it came nighttime, and the wife wanted to, you know, get to it and couldn't because it wouldn't come up because of the painkillers. I couldn't feel anything.
Oh, wow. God, so, it sucks to be a guy. Can't do it in cold water. Gotta use certain drugs. Fuck.
But the weed was no problem. That was like, that's always a good go-to.
We're like, yeah, women, ready to go. Let's do this shit.
And actually, that's it. I have my staple. I pretty much stick to it. Kind of like the Hennessy and Remy joke, where it's like he has a staple. It's Hennessy. If he does, if you don't have Hennessy, he will take Remy as a substitute.
Nice.
So yeah, it's alcohol is a substitute in my case. That
whiskey is a substitute. In my case.
Not so much whiskey. That kind of makes the junk melt. But vodka and rum are totally fine.
Whiskey dick.
Yeah, exactly. It's called that for a reason. And believe me, that sucks too. Like, really bad.
Yeah, from what I heard.
Thank God.
I don't think I've experienced that, have I? No, I just got peed on.
Ew. By R. Kelly?
Seriously? You got no, by my husband.
Are you into that?
No, he peed on me because he was drunk.
Oh, my God. Did you like it?
No, I thought I peed on myself.
On your face?
No, on my back. We were fucking
Oh, wait,
spooning.
I'm sorry. I'm dozing off over here having like a porn in my head, a porn story.
Oh, no. This is like we're fucking inebriated and drunk and we were spooning and he fucking pissed on me. Oh. I wasn't even naked. I had clothes on, which is even worse.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had...
For me, just weed, really, and, you know, like, pills here and there, Xanax, Oxy, shit like that, but wow. Nothing really. The question... I think you're going to take the cake on this one, Pepper.
The question for me would be, have I ever had sex sober? Like, no. I've always been fucked up. Not to the point where I don't know what I'm doing, besides the ghost. But... No, I've always been either drunk or high on something. Weed. Coke. Yeah. Back when I was young, meth. Yeah, pretty much everything. LSD.
And I can't believe I didn't say moonshine, because there's nothing more American than fucking goddamn moonshine.
I want to try that. They have that. Is it the fake one? I found it, like, at some market.
And I was
like,
I don't know. Moonshine's pretty good. Ever since I've moved out here, there's, like, you know, an abundance of fucking moonshine. It's pretty good. I've had, like, apple pie moonshine, and you, like, fucking chase that shit with milk. It's so fucking good. It tastes like apple pie Elmode.
Milk and alcohol? That would give me
Sorry. You chase it with a little milk, man.
Dude, that made me puke, like, projectile vomit when I did.
No, apple pie moonshine, man. You take a shot of that shit and, like, a shot of milk. Think about it, like a white Russian, American fucking white Russian.
No, I'm
an American white Russian. It sounds like the fucking president is the wife.
Like an apple pie and milk would taste wonderful, okay? But the actual liquor, no.
Yeah. I don't know where the fuck I came up with that, but I just did.
Let's coin the phrase. That's our first lady.
Yeah, America.
So, no, I've had sex on drugs, but never sober. Well, I mean, I don't want to say never. Maybe one time. Because not even when I lost my virginity was I sober.
Yeah,
so, you were pretty drunk. I'm like, I've never been sober, maybe? That's the question.
Let's play, what's the most patriotic place you've ever had sex in? Mm. Mine's a McDonald's play place.
Well, that's not patriotic.
McDonald's is fucking patriotic as fuck. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I mean, I would say I'd fuck in a trailer, but I don't think I have. But I have fucking fucked in an RV.
My answer. That's what I was gonna say. In a trailer.
Would In-N-Out? No, In-N-Out Burgers is not patriotic, right?
That's American too.
Okay, well, I did it in their bathroom on prom night. That's horny.
There you go.
Is that where you went to?
We're eating fries animal style.
I was like, wait here. On a right, wait for number 26.
I'm like, I'll be in the bathroom. I'm like standing there with a ticket. I'm like, where did this bitch go? Jesus.
I was powdering my face up. Touching up.
She comes out all disheveled. I'm like, you're lucky I didn't eat your food.
Yeah.
What about you, Jester?
He's like, In-N-Out Burgers.
The Grand Canyon. The yeah, right.
No.
The Grand Canyon.
I should have fucked in front of the White House. You know how scandalous that would have been?
That would be fucking awesome. On the American flag. On the grass.
We can't do that, Pepper. Yeah.
Put the American flag patriotic. Out. Fucking fuck on that shit and wipe your shit and go.
I would have to say an Old West ghost town.
Okay.
I was in the car. Nice. And I thought, and my windows were tinted, and I thought you couldn't see, but apparently you could see through, and people were, like, walking by, and
I saw your ass.
Hey, I got one. Yeah. I fucked in a Ford Taurus, god fucking damn it. In an American car.
Wow.
I'm over here, like, just thinking, I'm like, damn, where else did I fucking have sex with my ex?
I got you on that one. I had sex in a Chevy van.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, those old school ones, those, like, passenger vans.
I have had sex in a car wash, a Chevron car wash, slash gas station.
So, American means, like, we're talking about shitty places we've had sex, or what?
Things American.
They're shitty, right? Like, fuck, you guys are naming some shitty places.
Yeah, well, I haven't been anywhere with somebody that was patriotic where we could do it. I've been to Washington, D.C., but I was alone, and I wasn't going to jerk off at the monuments.
I'm like, I did it at the fucking in the gutter. Like, come on. That's not American.
The Chevy and the Ford were pushing it. I'll give you that.
I'm like, shit.
But the ghost town, the Old West ghost town, that's American.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give. We were doing good, but then when you guys started mentioning that shit, I was like, "Are we talking about American or like?" You lost me on the question. Well, because I could give you some stories. I'm just kidding.
Would it be nice to fucking fuck on a motorcycle?
Yes. I don't know.
That'd be pretty badass.
It is.
Aside from those video game simulators, I don't think I've ever been on a motorcycle. I mean, I sat on one, but that's about it.
I would hope that you sat on one. Were you holding the guy from behind or what?
A motorcycle. It was just parked. I just sat on it.
Oh, you were driving? Or you just sat on one?
No, I just sat on it, yeah. Oh, it but was... I've never ridden one or driven one other than, like, the video game one that just...
I've had sex on a Harley.
What was...
There you go.
What nice. Was that like? Was that hard to do or was it...
It was nice. It was with the one person I talked about previously.
Who are you, like Kim Kardashian, the Kanye video?
Talked about previously. No, I'm Amber Rose.
Oh, jeez.
Previously, hair blowing and everything, fucking a black dude in honor of slavery. I'm sorry. Shit.
Don't be saying slavery on Patreon. Yeah, it's not. Don't bring up the slave time.
That was history, but not patriotic.
Sorry.
Don't bring up what about like and
fucking someone in an Abraham Lincoln costume? There you go. That's patriotic.
He tried to save the slaves.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no on that one for me.
Well, you should try. It's really good.
I'll pass unless it's like a woman in a. In an Abraham Lincoln costume, that's different, but
with you're the beard and everything. Like,
let me wear his hat.
Well, I'm looking at her face.
I
want to
wear his hat. Had a beard.
I wonder if he had a big dick like Linda Johnson.
I guarantee you he had a big dick. You see how fucking tall his ass was? You see his hat?
Checking out his hands.
I was checking all the measurements. I was like, yeah, that guy's fucking packing. That's why they shot his ass. Fucking haters.
Okay, so if it's a chick in a Abraham Lincoln costume and I get to wear the top hat, then yes.
You would get fucked. Okay. I mean, like if you were...
No, if it's a girl...
Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln.
Now, if the girl was a white trash woman, would you do it?
How fucking no. No, not even a white trash guy. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Mm-mm. White trash trailer park.
Kid Rock in a fucking Abraham Lincoln costume.
What?
What?
Kid Rock in an Abraham Lincoln costume. I'm gonna go ahead and pass.
I'm gonna pass too, really. But I just thought that was funny.
We can pass. We don't have to make the decision. We are answering.
Well, pass as in that's a no.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, like, apparently it's a yes for Pepper.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yes. I say yes.
I knew it.
You know how she
you
is.
You fucking know me too well.
With her spread eagle.
The bald spread eagle.
Americano. Oh, I used to
open arm.
And English in the same thing, right? Americano.
Oh, God. That's not Spanish.
Yes, it is. It has an accent. Americano.
That's not Spanish.
What is it then? Americano.
This is why they want to send you over across the border.
Well, what is that? Because
you
then?
Don't keep to yourself.
That's what I'm fucking calling Confifi.
It's Italian.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Dumbass.
You're just getting it all wrong.
So lost right now.
I was like, no, that's like the room.
Sorry. Well, they all have accents. It's the same shit.
They're all gonna get deported.
Right? They all don't belong here in America.
After with his face starts making it great again. Yeah, yeah, we're all fucked.
Fucking Donald Trump. I love that guy. Wow. Like, yes, make that fucker win.
Is it the hair? Is that what does it for you?
No, it's just like, get these fucking immigrants out of here.
His Trumpador.
No, I don't know. He's just, like, straightforward. That's why I liked him. Like, he's straightforward, fucking just give a shit, say what he wants. I like him.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you're on your own on that one.
I'm like, don't get me wrong, like... I didn't vote and shit, and, like, I'm not all...
I know you want to be the next First Lady, Pepper, but...
I don't even know half the shit that he, like, is... Or what he's... What
he
ran for.
He likes big boobs, so you're right up his alley.
Like, he's just a straight-out fucker. Like, he's just an asshole, and I love that. He's straight-out. We need a president like that that's going to say, no, we're going to do it this way, not that way.
Yeah, but it would be better if it was a president that knew what the fuck he was doing and was an asshole at the same time.
No,
not
yeah.
Not just one or the
just
other.
Just the asshole and doesn't know what he's talking about. But fuck, at least he's an asshole. We need an asshole sometimes. Okay, look at where we're at right now.
That's true.
We've had people that obviously didn't know what the fuck they were doing because they got us deeper and deeper. So why not bring an asshole and see what that does?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with the asshole part, but... Like, it'd have to be an asshole that knew what they were doing. Like, I don't want a complete fucking moron and an asshole, like, running the country. Like, it's cool. Like,
yeah, but we've been having morons run the country, so what's the difference? I mean, like, fuck. We've had the past how many morons not do shit, so why not just put an asshole? Let's give it a little blend and put a touch of ass in there and make him an asshole instead of just a moron.
I think it would be better if it was, like, an asshole and wasn't a moron.
I know, it would. But what president has not been a moron?
Well, there's a bunch of them.
Just Bill Clinton.
Just not just lately.
Just Bill. Just, exactly. Just Bill Clinton. He kept peace. I didn't swallow it.
Of course you would pick him.
I love him. He was the best president ever. I liked him, and now Donald Trump. All the other ones, nah.
What about JFK? He was banging Marilyn Monroe.
He was pretty.
You could have smelled his fingers.
I would have so did him back if I was back in those days. He's a handsome man.
Dead or alive?
Both. Oh, wait, freshly dead, not like dead like now.
Just a skeleton.
I'm like, hey,
what about Lyndon Johnson and his monster dick?
I don't even know what she's talking about. Are we back to the monster dick angle? What are you talking about?
He's like, who the fuck is that?
Are we doing movie star questions again? I have no idea who you just said. Who is that?
As you can tell, Pepper's been pre-gaming it pretty hard.
Who is that? Who is that?
The president that we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
We need to give her a fucking picture book.
I'm gone. I know, like, with every person that ever lived in the world, I want to be like, okay, let me flip. Okay, that's that person. So I know what you guys are talking about.
There's this thing called...
I don't have my phone on me right now.
There's this this thing. It's new. It's called... starts with a fucking G. Google.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't have my fucking phone on me right now. I don't know where it's at. Like, so I can't Google. And plus, where
I'm at. That's why we have a fuck checker.
Oh.
But I don't know. You're going to overuse the fuck out of the fuck checker today.
I wish you could see fuck checker right now. She is fucking passed out on the couch right now. I'm about to move her because I want to pass out.
Yeah, fuck checker pre-gamed it pretty hard, too. And
she's been done this whole time.
Passed out. So we've been on our own as far as fuck checking.
Yeah, like, so we're doing pretty good, right?
Yeah, other than that Americano thing, we're about 1,000.
Quiet. Americano. I just like the way it's said, like Americano.
All right, guys, and it looks like we are coming up on our time for this episode. Thank you for tuning in again. And again, happy 4th of July. We are going to be back next week. Don't forget to check us out. We're going to have a guest. And Cookie will be back with us. Yay. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.